Well, today, those who were outside with us, we celebrated and reenacted, as best we could, the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem. But Jesus was riding on the back of a colt of the donkey. And the people treated Jesus like the king that he really is, laying down cloaks in the road instead of carpet, and branches of palms to pave the way for his coming into the holy city. Now, if you did not get palms or palm cross, they are in the back of the church that you can take. They have been blessed during our first part of the service this morning. It's kind of interesting doing it outside. In past years, we've been in a parish hall, but I rather liked being outside like that, and God blessed us with a beautiful day. So it was kind of special. The Gospel of Matthew describes it this way. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Now those words, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," I shared with those of you who were outside that in Hebrew, it just rolls off the tongue. It is absolutely beautiful, and it's music. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Adonai means Lord in Hebrew. Baruch haba, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Seeing Jesus exalted in such a way disturbed the temple leadership. Don did such a good job of sounding like the high priests were angry. Oh my goodness. But Matthew says it this way. For when the chief priests and the leaders of the law, teachers of the law, saw the wonderful things that he did and the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. To put it simply, they had just about enough of this Galilean getting such attention. He would have to die. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so as we recall Jesus' entry this morning with our procession, acting like it was the first century, as we were proclaiming, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," and the group behind me beautifully chanted out, "Hosanna in the highest." As we did that, we now open the door to begin Holy Week, which culminates with the Last Supper, the Passover Seder meal. And by the way, today is the first day of Passover this year, 2021. And then after the Passover meal comes the arrest, the mockery of a trial, his torture, having his flesh ripped from his body with those 39 horrific lashes, and the crowning of thorns, and Jesus being ridiculed by the guards who drew lots for his garments, and then having to carry that horrible cross on an uphill climb to Golgotha, where he would be nailed to it, and then Jesus would finally forgive those who did it. An innocent man was being put to death, the most painful death, less than a week after being given a king's entrance into the very same city that now demanded his death. Later this week, we'll be having services regarding the Stations of the Cross on Wednesday night, God willing, at 7 p.m. Deacon Bob will be here. And then on Thursday night at 6 p.m., the Maundy-Thursday Seder, reminiscent of the Last Supper meal, will be shown online at 6 p.m. It is a rebroadcast of what we had last year in our living room. And then we will have Holy Eucharist here in the church at 7 p.m. with what it tells every time I take part in a Maundy Thursday Seder where the altar is stripped. It makes me want to cry because the faithful altar guild come up and take all of the beautiful ornaments that are on the altar and around the sanctuary, and they depict his arrest into captivity. Then on noon on Good Friday, we meet again in here for a solemn service. Now, a few moments ago, we just recalled the passion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Today, I would like to concentrate on that ride into the city of Jerusalem that marks the very beginning of Holy Week. Jesus rode from the Mount of Olives, which was directly across the Kidron Valley, and then he came across into Jerusalem on the back of that young donkey, a colt, in fulfillment of the words from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9. I want you to hear these words. Your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Those words were well before Jesus was born. And if you think for one minute that Jesus did not fulfill all of the words that had been prophesied about him, you even called out prophesy, he fulfilled them. And only one person did it, Jesus of Nazareth. The people that day did something astonishing, because in that dry, dusty, and stony Middle East, you don't spread your cloaks on the road for a friend or even a well-respected elder. You do it only for royalty. And you don't cut off branches of trees to wave out in the street for a celebration. But instead, this was reserved for the arrival and welcoming of a king of royalty. 200 years before the event of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, Judas Maccabeus defeated the evil Seleucid king Antiochus Epiphanes as he entered Jerusalem, cleansed the temple from the unholy pagan desecration by that Seleucid king. Many people know that to the Jews, pigs are considered unclean. Well, Antiochus Epiphanes sacrificed a pig on God's holy altar. You just don't do that. He desecrated it. And so when he entered in Jerusalem, meaning Judas Maccabeus entered Jerusalem, the people waved palm branches. And now, again, 200 years later, here was Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, triumphantly entering Jerusalem to hosannas, to celebration, to joy, to the delight of people, young and old, to the cries of Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The cheerful chanting of the people begins and ends with words that bring to mind Psalm 118, verses 24 to 26, which says, this is the day of the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The people do indeed chant part of this psalm, but they also add something to it that is very dangerous prayer right in the middle of the chant. And the temple leadership heard it. They say, blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Mark 11:10. They're not only treating Jesus like a king, but they're making the connection of Jesus directly to the line of Israel's King David, treating him as a king. But they're not ready for this kind of king. They were expecting a deliverer, a warrior, a conqueror, someone who was going to beat down the Romans, and not at all expecting a shepherd or what was ahead of them, the events of the coming week, when this king would radically redefine his kingship and royalty, a model for royalty that neither Israel nor the rest of the world were used to or were ready for. The people, with all of their chanting, were bestowing kingship in the house of David, the line of the house of David. But in less than 6 days, they would crown him. But it wasn't a crown of gold. It was a crown of thorns. Jesus would receive that crown, and it would be so painful. I do pray that you will join us this week as we honor King Jesus here at St. Andrew's, starting on Wednesday night, God willing, at 7 o'clock. Earlier this year, we received a very special video from the rector of Christ Church in Jerusalem. I played it for our vestry, and then we played it at our annual meeting. The Reverend Father David Pileggi, who spoke to us from the roof of Christ Church in Jerusalem, and he thanked us for our prayers and support. On Friday, during our Good Friday solemn service, we'll be taking an offering. And that offering is not for St. Andrew's, but as we have done every year, it's for Christ Church in Jerusalem, the oldest Protestant church in the Holy Land. We've done this every year to support their ministry to both Christians and Jews. No matter what we take in, we'll be sending it to Christ Church. And I hope you will honor what Jesus did for you this Holy Week by attending our services as your schedule will allow you to come. My brothers and sisters, the King is coming. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.